Next case, please.
The next application is 11,686. Stephen C. and Tracy M. Chandler seek variances from the side yard and rear yard setbacks. Section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Shady Lane, approximately 0.21 mile east of Bank Road. The 911 address is 24354 Shady Lane, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 17, Parcel 151. Specifically, they're asking for a 15-foot rear and a 5-foot side. We received no letters in opposition, one mail return. And we do have three letters of support. And I believe they were in the form of a petition from the neighbors that said they had no objection to the application requested.
Okay.
And it's it was signed by Chris McQuaid, Herbert Jenkins, who is the president of the Shady Lane Homeowners Association, and Thomas, and I couldn't attempt to make out his last name. And that it says, we, the undersigned neighbors and adjoining property owners of Stephen and Tracy Chandler, have no objection to the requested variance and the required setback of 20 feet rear yard setback and the 10-foot side and the 5-foot side for the construction of the pole building on the property. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. State your name and address for the record.
Tracy Chandler.
Your address?
106 Schoolhouse Lane, Kennett Square, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Wait, right here? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Stephen Chandler, 106 Schoolhouse Lane, Kennett Square, Pennsylvania.
So swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do, yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I brought a few pictures, and I was told by Ms. Cornwell
okay.
to the
Okay, you hand them down there, please. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to us this evening. Ms. Cornwell instructed us to kind of go over our property a little bit and cover each of the five topics.
Yes, please.
So in terms of the uniqueness of our property, it was predetermined prior to our purchase, and it's considered a narrow lot at 75 feet wide. It is 170 feet deep. And most of the homes on our lane, which has 17 homes, are about the same dimension, lot dimensions.
Right.
Cannot otherwise be developed. Given the setbacks for our property, the proposed building would sit near the middle of the yard. When we built our home, we had to come back from the front of the property by the required setback. So if we were to go the 20 feet on the rear yard, the pole barn would actually be right smack in the middle of the property. And this would impact the yard that we do have. It would kind of go against the integrity of the neighborhood if we were to place it in the middle of the yard, and it wouldn't match what the neighbors' homes currently have. Not created by the applicant, the lot size, as I mentioned, was predetermined prior to our purchasing of the property in August 2013. And in addition, we do currently have a septic system that sits to the left side and the middle of that property.
Right.
And that was approved for use when we did purchase the property as well. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Given the unique narrowness of the lots on Shady Lane, many of the homeowners have previously requested variances for such buildings and garages and were subsequently approved. Many of the homes on our lane with detached buildings or pole barns do have either a 5 or 10 foot setback, both from the rear and the side yards. And granting a variance for our property will keep with the consistency of the homes on our lane, which is Shady Lane. Minimum variance, if authorized, it would allow our property the ability to preserve the current septic system and allow for the maximum amount of usable green space or yard for our family and friends, and provide us with the ability to place the desired pole building on our property, all while maintaining the integrity of the neighborhood. This is important to our family as we desire to be full-time Delawareans in the future. Thank you.
Okay.
Are these any pictures of your place?
Those pictures are ones that I took of our neighborhood pictures to show that most of them have what we're asking for.
Okay.
In terms of garages, it would show similar to what the layout of what we're requesting.
So you don't have anything in yours at all?
We do not, sir.
Any more questions?
Just that shed's going to be removed in the back?
Yes, that was just a portable little plastic shed that we had, and it's already been removed.
Already been moved?
Yes.
Well, it's been moved to a different part of the property so that hopefully if we get past, we can, well, it will be disassembled and removed from the property.
All right.
Okay.
Mr. Hudson?
40 by 40 is a little more than a garage, isn't it?
It, sir. Yes, it is. We have a pontoon that we'd like to store in there, as well as some woodworking that he likes to enjoy.
Woodworking?
Woodworking shop, yes, sir.
And there's, I mean, if you were to move the pole building towards the house and it was smaller, would it still protrude into your backyard space and your septic system?
It would. It would. It would catch the top right quadrant of our drain field.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Sure, no question.
Yeah, okay. I mean, did you look at building something smaller?
We did consider that, but we really were hoping that we could get the boat on the trailer so that it could be stored out. And the trailer with the tongue is about 35 foot. So we really wanted to kind of keep that tucked away and keep the property looking nice.
I was going to ask you if you considered a smaller boat. No, I'm
joking. Contrary.
And have you talked, I know we had some letters from neighbors. Have you talked to the neighbors that are most adjacent to where this would be located?
We have talked to the neighbors to the right and to the left of us, not to the rear of us. Those neighbors would be on Canal Drive, and there's a fence currently separating our properties.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Thank you, sir. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me. Again, the chair will call for a motion. If we're ready to vote, if not.
Mr. Chairman, I think that request could be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. There is no other garage on the property, given the difficulty of placing something where the septic system would be makes it unique, which is not a situation that was created by the applicant. And I don't believe it alters the essential character of the neighborhood, especially when the character of the neighborhood shows the same type of structures on adjacent and neighboring properties. So I think it's a minimum forward relief. Make a motion we approve case number 11,868.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,868. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,868 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, folks, for your time.